Philadelphia Scrapple, famous food of colonial days, presents 12-year-old Olivio Santoro, the yodeling Yankee Doodle Boy.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Do or Die, a real live nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 4th of July.
From the cradle of liberty, from the shadows of Independence Hall, comes Volk's Philadelphia Scrapple. Almost as famous as the Liberty Bell itself, Philadelphia Scrapple was a favorite food of the founders of our country in the days when Betsy Ross sewed the first American flag. A sensible lady was Betsy Ross, for she chose a 5-pointed star for our flag instead of a 6-pointed star because, as she showed George Washington, a 5-pointed star can be cut out with a single clip of the scissors. And it's said that Betsy Ross was not only an expert seamstress, but an excellent cook of such famous foods as Philadelphia Scrapple. History is an inspiring subject for boys, and Philadelphia Scrapple is a brave food for boys. And that's why we present a 12-year-old American boy who loves history and sings the real songs of America with so much enthusiasm that he yodels with joy as he sings them. Olivio is this boy's unusual name, and a good name, too. For in yodel language, Olivio means freedom. As though these were not accomplishments enough, Olivio accompanies himself on the guitar. Listen as he sings, yodels, and plays New River Train.
it's a locket. Dad will do all right. Not a penny in my pocket, but I'm happy riding home tonight. There's a girl down at the Grange, and I'm bringing her my heart. When it's Christmas,
clubs are springing up throughout the country. Young Kenneth Dauberman of Lewisburg, Pennsylvania writes, "Dear Olivio, our club has two rooms and a radio, and on the door is a sign, the Olivio Club, and we have a password. Our club members would like to have you sing Jesse James sometime." Ira Secord, secretary of the Yodelers Club of Middletown, New York, writes, "Dear Olivio, we have a club called the Yodelers and are having jackets made, red and white reversibles. We want to put Olivio Santoro Yodelers on these jackets. Everyone in our club wants a book, How to Yodel. P.S. Please sing our club's favorite song, Silver Haired Daddy, composed by Gene Autry, our favorite cowboy star and yours." Well, aren't they nice letters, Olivio?
They certainly are, Mr. Riggs. And Kenneth and Iris, I want to thank you and your club members very much. I hope to sing the songs you want very soon. But right now, I'm going to sing a funny song my friend Gene Autry wrote called Uncle Noah's Ark.
A long, long time ago, as all you folks should know, Uncle Noah built himself an ark. For 40 days and nights, the rain was sure a fright. The animals nearly tore his ark apart. The duck went quack, the cow went moo, the rooster cock-a-doodle-doo, the old tomcat you raised an awful row. The old pig squealed, the billy goat bat, bullfrog said biggest rain we've had. Uncle Noah's ark's a madhouse now. The horses and cattle and fowls of the air, even the long-eared jackass was there. The duck went quack, the cow went moo, the rooster cock-a-doodle-doo, over there in Uncle Noah's ark. The horses and cattle and fowls of the air, even the long-eared jackass was there. The duck went quack, the cow went moo, the rooster cock-a-doodle-doo, over there in Uncle Noah's ark. Holly-dee-ho,
sing Make Love with a Guitar. But first, have you tried Folk's Philadelphia Scrapple? Have you enjoyed that fragrant, tantalizing aroma? Have you tasted that rich, satisfying taste? Well, if you haven't, I envy you, because you've got a regular surprise party waiting for your appetite. Boy, oh boy, when you taste Folk's Scrapple for the first time, your taste thrills with pleasure. Then you know why Philadelphians, from Franklin's day to this, love Philadelphia Scrapple. Why, every time you meet anyone from Philadelphia, they rave about its marvelous taste. In the old days, you had to go to Philadelphia to get this famous dish. But now, no matter where you live, you can buy Vogts, V-O-G-T-S, Philadelphia Scrapple, in cans from your meat dealer or grocer. Easy to prepare. Directions are on the can. But all you do is cut in half-inch slices, fry to a golden brown, and serve plain or with syrup or catsup. Philadelphians will tell you it's the most wonderful breakfast in the world, and they're right. It's a rich, meaty combination of choice fresh pork, golden hominy, and rare herbs. Like griddle cakes and sausage rolled into one, only much, much better. That's why I love mine with maple syrup. Makes a hearty, nourishing dinner, too. Just serve it as your meat with potatoes and vegetables. Economical. One can makes a hearty meal for four people and solves your meat problem. Ask your dealer for a can of Vogts, V-O-G-T-S, famous Philadelphia Scrapple, and have a grand and glorious Philadelphia Scrapple breakfast and a hearty Philadelphia Scrapple dinner. 2 million Philadelphians can't be wrong. Olivia sings, Make Love with a Guitar.
Make love with a guitar. If you should meet a sweet señorita, romance with a guitar.
So many songs and create so many new yodels every week besides doing his schoolwork. Is it hard, Olivia?
Well, I know something that's harder. At least my granddad says it's harder.
What does your granddad say is harder?
My granddad says the hardest thing at this time of year is to find a Christmas gift that looks like more than you paid for.
And what do you say?
Well, I just say, let me tell you, friends of mine, Philadelphia Scrapple's fine. Try it once and you'll agree, it's the food for you and me. Scrapple O'Day comes from Philadelphia. Philadelphia Scrapple friends, with that advice my story ends. Tararabum-yay, 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 tararabum-yay.
Next Sunday for more songs of the pioneers. And here's an idea. In Philadelphia society, it's quite the thing to serve Philadelphia Scrapple for Sunday night buffet suppers. In Marion and Overbrook, on the famous Philadelphia Main Line, Philadelphia's prominent social center, smart hostesses fry Vogts Philadelphia Scrapple right on the table, on electric grills for Sunday night snacks and for parties, too. Sometimes the guests help fry the Scrapple. Loads of fun and very easy. Just slice the Scrapple, lay the slices on the grill, and fry to a crispy brown. Delicious. And the newest and smartest thing to do. Open a can of Vogts, V-O-G-T-S, Philadelphia Scrapple, and try it tonight. Glenn Riggs speaking.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.